Answering Objections by Linford Beachey, published by Present Truth Ministries, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is taken by some to prove that Jesus is the Most High God, completely equal to his Father. Yet a few verses earlier we read, For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, Colossians 1:19. Here we find that the fullness of the Godhead dwelled in Christ at the Father's choice, showing the Father to be greater in authority than his Son. The word Godhead is used here and in two other verses in the Bible as follows. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device, Acts chapter 17, verses 28 and 29. Some have been trained to believe that the word Godhead is some kind of family name that includes a group of three persons. Yet when we read the Bible to see how the term is used, we find that his and him are associated with the word Godhead. We also read, But I would have you know, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. God the Father is the head, and consequently he is the Godhead. There is no case in the Bible where both the Father and Son are referred to collectively as he, him, or his. The Godhead is spoken of as a single person, and there is no indication in the Bible that the Godhead is more than one person. Yet if that is the case, why does the Bible say that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead? We have already seen that this fullness dwells in Christ as a result of God's decision. The Bible says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus said, The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. John chapter 14, verse 10. The fullness of the Godhead, or the fullness of the Father, dwells in Christ. This should not be a surprise, for the Bible says that you can know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. If we can be filled with all the fullness of God, then we should not be surprised to read that Jesus is filled with all the fullness of the Godhead, the Father. John the Baptist said of him, For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John chapter 3, verse 34. The Son of God has been given the Spirit of the Father without measure, and consequently has the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 in no way proves that Jesus is the Most High God, nor that the word Godhead is a title that includes him.